A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Play action fake, and Holstein is going to zig and zag and get to the goal line. Touchdown, Panthers! Eli Holstein, a rushing touchdown. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is his first of this 2024 season.
And it wasn't even his last for that game against Youngstown State. Seems like it was a long time ago. Panthers on a bye week. And the voice of the Panthers in his 51st season with football, the great Bill Hillgrove, joins us via video. And you can see Bill, KDKRadio.com. You look wide awake, Bill. And
don't trust appearances, okay?
Let's talk about quarterback Eli Holstein for the Panthers. Fourth week in a row, the ACC recognizes him as Rookie of the Week. I don't know that I've ever heard of a single freshman player who is recognized four times in a row from any school here in the ACC. That's pretty incredible.
It's been a while, Larry. I think we almost have to go back to the days of number 13 to even replicate that. But, of course, in those days, Pitt was in a different conference, and it was, the world was different. So, yeah, this is new stuff. And, what I like about the kid is the fact that he makes good decisions. He makes them quickly, and usually they're the right decision. And that combination, combined with his arm and feet talent, it could be deadly, and it has been so far for the opposition.
The Panthers have not been 4-0 in 24 years. With a bye week this weekend, they begin ACC play, going to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to take on the Tar Heels, who lost 70-50 last week. Sounded like a basketball score. So the Panthers have surprised a lot of people around the country. They're talking about Eli Holstein and the Panthers in places where we didn't think they would right now, Bill.
Yes, and I think that's all positive things. I think this team, and I saw it in preseason at training camp, they have a resolve. They're going to prove that last year was a fluke, and already they have more wins than they did the entire season. And I know coaches don't want to hear bowl talk, but, just think about it. Two more wins, and they're bowl eligible, which they weren't even close to last year. So that's a big step forward.
Bill, I'm looking at the 2024 ACC preseason poll. Number one ranked, Florida State. Ha! And Pitt was 13th on this list. They don't know what they're talking about back then, did they?
Well, such are the nature of predicting the future. And I know it's interesting now. And believe me, at least three of the coaches in front of Pat Narduzzi are on hot seats right now, including the Florida State coach. And Mack Brown, which a lot of people didn't see this coming. So it's been interesting. But, hey, teams can change. There's still a lot of football left. And I think I like the approach that Narduzzi takes, one at a time. You go 1-0 every week, and you can have a pretty darn good season.
And we'll see what happens as they move into ACC play again. They're on a bye week, so that'll be next Saturday with a noon kickoff, which we love on the road, Bill, right? And by the way,
yes, we do.
ACC named the Panthers the team of the week for the second time in 4 weeks, too. I want to switch gears to the Steelers. First and foremost, it was really great because the Steelers recognized Bill for his 30 years as the play-by-play voice for the black and gold. Bill was there in stadium with your terrible towel waving. What was that experience like to go to a game and not be calling the game?
It was different, that's for sure. But my role has changed. I'm a fan now, and I yell at the TV, and I yell at the field, and I can say words that I never said on the radio before. It's different, but it's been fun so far, and they've been a fun team to watch. They're doing what they have to do to win, And I know people are trying to say, well, is Justin Fields a quarterback? Well, he's done a great job. But I don't think that story has written itself yet. And I think as we go through the season, you're going to see maybe other developments. But in the meantime, ride that horse and let him lead you to another victory. If they start 4-0, people will go, I didn't see this coming. And very few fans did.
Bill, enjoy your off weekend. You get the full boat there. Are you enjoying time at the lake?
As a matter of fact, Larry, I am. And at one of the establishments up there, they're going to have a Bill Hillgrove Steelers retirement party. So we'll enjoy that for sure as we watch them beat the Colts.
Is that a public event or a private event?
Oh, no, it's a public event. And as a matter of fact, Tom Bailey, the party in Panther, is going to bring his Hillgrove for President sign. And so I'm going to enter the political arena on Sunday.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what's the name of this place up at Conneaut?
It's called the Pelican Landing 2.
And when is
and,
this?
Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Beautiful. Nice one.
Till question mark.
That's okay. We celebrate you, Bill. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you next week getting ready for ACC play with the Panthers.
Thank you, gentlemen. H2P.
Bill Hillgrove, Pitt Hall of Famer on the Big K Morning Show. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with Christy Graver. There she is via video on your radio. You can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com. In the dark, you look like you're ready for one of those ghoulish weekends. Christy is the food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're going to start with talking about something brilliant and vibrant, and that is fall foliage. I had heard mixed reviews, like because it was so hot this summer and there was sort of a drought, that would affect the leaf peeping. Are you a leaf peeper?
I am. I love it. And I drove out to Evan City this weekend to go to their annual pumpkin fest to try to channel the autumnal spirits. But it was 90 degrees and humid. And, you know, they had a big, like 30-foot inflatable pumpkin. And even that really couldn't put me in the mood. So I'll try again this weekend. Now it's like a little dark and stormy. But we have a story on our website that'll help you track leaf changes throughout the country. So this is your sign to leaf town.
Ah, I got you. Read all about it. Now, one of the stories that caught my attention, apparently caught a lot of people's attention, was a groom in a wedding wore a jacket made of Heinz ketchup packages.
This guy's name is Heinz Lee, and he used Heinz ketchup in his wedding proposal, and so he invited Heinz to his wedding on September 14th. So Heinz, the company, gifted Heinz the groom a packet jacket that was designed by artist Ethan Chan, the self-proclaimed sauce packet king of the Midwest. I didn't know that was a thing. So the groom donned the jacket and made from hundreds of ketchup packets for his ceremony to his bride, Michelle. His groomsmen also carried containers of Heinz brand ketchup during the celebration. So if your name is Heinz and you're getting married, the company says to DM them and you could be wearing red on your wedding day.
I wonder if that'll be really valuable someday since you had an artist attached to designing it.
I'm sure. Like, what do you do with it after? I mean, just like you preserve a wedding dress, I'd probably wear that every day.
Wear it every Halloween. Meanwhile, you have tips for us for Kennywood's Phantom Fall Fest, which is really popular and one of the many October ghoulish things you can do.
Yeah, I love this time of year, obviously. So Kennywood's Phantom Fall Fest is the largest single site haunted experience in town, and that means a full night. But you should plan ahead. There's lots to do. And if you pick the wrong night or the wrong tickets, you'll get fewer shrieks for your buck, as my coworker Sean said. So we both went to Kennywood Fright Nights on Sunday night. We ran into each other. And so he has a preview of what you can expect. And I did a preview of the food that's available. It's called the Open Body Buffet.
Nice.
And it's like meatloaf shaped like feet. It's pretty awesome. I wouldn't recommend riding the Black Widow after you dine there, though. You'll get sick.
What about the potato patch fries? I assume they're still available during
Yes, and like I don't know how you pass that up, but they do have, now that they don't have like the ice cream cones that are kind of like square, because they ran out of like the ice cream cone, so now they have cheesecake on a stick, which is actually quite delicious. So I hope they stick with that. But yeah, Kennywood's a really totally different experience this time of year, and you should check it out.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Super spooky.
Since you're really into this month, are there any other places that you frequent or would recommend for people that love to do the haunted house thing?
Well, I love 100 Acres Manor. And on Friday, I'm actually going down to the Strip District to go to the Chipped Fang. It's a mocktail vampire experience. So I don't really know what that means, but I'll let you know next week.
Is that on Penn Avenue in the Strip?
Yes. It's through Bold Escape Rooms. So the people that run Scarehouse. So.
Well, have a frightful weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you.
Okay, Larry. Thank you.
Read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graber on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show and our first full week of autumn. You know, getting into all those festivals this weekend. And yesterday, I was checking out Pittsburgh Today Live on KDK-TV. I saw that Heather and David were on the Gateway Clipper fleet with a bunch of people. And I looked over and it's like, oh, it's time for the KD Turkey Fund already. And joining me is, no, not the turkey, an executive vice president, market manager for PNC Bank's Greater Pennsylvania Markets, James Ballouris. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are we doing today?
Seems like we were just talking turkey the other day, and here we are, and it's officially been kicked off on the Gateway Clipper yesterday.
Yep, we had a huge crowd. The weather wasn't cooperating, but we got inside, and the enthusiasm was higher than ever. I told them we're going to need a bigger boat, but the folks came out, and you know, this year, just like the past years, the need is as great as ever. So we're looking forward to, you know, getting the excitement here in the Pittsburgh area. And as Pittsburghers always do, they come through.
And so there are many ways now that people can help. And let's start with what they can do and what you at PNC Bank are doing to help.
So we're going to continue what we've been doing over the last 15 years. And that is, if you come into any one of our PNC branches and make a donation of $50 or more, we're going to match that donation. So we're going to multiply the effect up to $75,000. So last year we raised about $850,000. I'm looking this year to get up to $1 million. You know, I know it is an election year, and a lot of people are on different sides, but one of the things I'd like people to just unify and say, there is no reason why people in the Pittsburgh area should ever go hungry. There are a lot of kids as well as seniors who make choices every day of whether or what they're going to eat. So we can make a big dent in that, but by all of us participating and voting with our pocketbooks, and no matter if you can get to the $50, that's great, we're going to match it. If you can't, $10, $20, but our branches are open to serve. The tellers will be there to take your deposit into the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank account, and that money will go to help all people here in Western Pennsylvania have a warm dinner on the table for the Thanksgiving time as well into the holidays.
And there's something new. We're with Jim Ballouris of PNC that I didn't realize existed, that there's a food assistance call line for Southwestern Pennsylvania, 211. You can just dial 211 from your phone or visit 211.org to access the help online. And this is something that I wasn't aware of, but this demonstrates the need in our region, Jim.
Absolutely. I mean, like Larry was saying, it's the first week of autumn. You know, the leaves are changing. The temperatures are going to get a little bit colder. People hopefully get to shut off their air conditioners. And we don't have to turn on the heat, hopefully, until November 1st. But you never know, right? When the heat goes on, the gas bill goes higher. And that causes people to have to decide, am I going to heat the house, pay for my medication, or put food on the table? And that should not be. In this country that we live in this great city of Pittsburgh, when lots of us have more than we can, you know, consume, let's give a little bit so that all can have, you know, the food. Because, you know, with the children, too, is, you know, if they don't eat in the morning or they don't eat in the evening, then they don't pay attention in school, and then it causes other issues. So it's a trickle effect all over the community, and we should be able to eradicate this if we all stick together and we pitch in, which I know all Pittsburghers do. People come through no matter how much we ask and take care of our own.
Jim, as always, we appreciate your passion and PNC's contributions. Here we go, and we'll talk again along the way.
Larry, I appreciate the time, and thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
You got it. Jim Belloris, PNC Bank. Jim has actually been a friend a long time. He's Executive Vice President and Market Manager for PNC Bank's Greater Pennsylvania region, and he's a great family man. Actually, a heck of a basketball coach, too. And he's got a tremendous family, and he really sincerely loves this opportunity to help. We hope you can, too, with the KD Turkey Fund. And, Paul, there's an event this weekend just brought to our attention. I know it's the Richard S. Caligiuri City of Pittsburgh Great Race Weekend. However, this is big, too.
Well, I think they're trying to upstage this this other event. On Saturday in Lawrenceville, and we just found out from our intern, Margo, who was pointing this out just a few minutes ago, the Pittsburgh Parallel Parking Championship will be taking place between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
I want to see this.
Oh, wow. What a fun deal, huh?
Well, wait a minute. Don't they have some cars that have the technology to be able to parallel park?
Yeah, those people are cheaters. I have a friend who's got that pilot parking or something they call it. It's the feature, and it's like he likes to drive. He drives a manual. I said, why do you chicken out and go with the automation when you could?
You know what? We're so slow to change sometimes in our region, and especially giving up control of the wheel to let the computer on board parallel park your car. So where is this happening?
Okay, so this is in the this is up at the Busy Beaver on Plumber Street. Here's the deal. It's the fourth annual one. It's free, open to anybody with a driver's license. It takes 10 minutes to complete it. You don't even need to register. Just pull up to the Busy Beaver on Plumber Street. It's the 4700 block. A volunteer will register you, and then you get to test your righteous parallel parking skills and see if you can take home the engraved trophy. Is that not cool or what?
You know, parallel parking did me in. I failed my first driver's test because I hit the curb.
I wonder how many people have for that very same reason.
I should sign up. I'm like a phenomenal parallel parker. Phenomenal.
What's the prize you said?
The prize is an engraved trophy.
Oh, wow. You got that going for you. And a chair you could stick in the spot so that it's still there when you get
right
back to parallel park.
The famous part. But they've been doing this for 4 years in Lawrenceville, and I just found out about it. I think this is the kind of thing that makes us so great. Where else would you have a parking championship?
Did you know that when I hit the curb parallel parking with a state trooper sitting next to me, I knocked his hat off? That was
what in the world?
Wow. That was an indication.
How fast were you going?
I looked at him.
You were whipping it too hard.
I gave him the look like, you're not going to fail me for that, are you?
You know, what? You should have put a Pee Wee Herman and said, I meant that.
He gave me that Arlie Ermey, remember from.
Oh, yeah. Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah. He gave me that look, and then he didn't say anything in the moment, but it felt like this.
Sir, understand.
Sir, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's kind of how it went. That'll be a side chapter in the book I'll never write, how I knocked a state trooper's hat off during a driver's license test.
An emotionally traumatic memory from Larry Richard.
Sad, but true. All right, a once living artifact of the fabled Woodstock concert in 1969 is no more.
By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong.
The 100-year-old maple tree was in danger of falling down, so it has been removed. It became famous at the three-day concert in Bethel, New York, that drew hundreds of thousands and a major cultural monument to peace and love in the violent and unsettling late 1960s. It was pre-cell phone, and posting scraps of paper with messages on the tree was an effective way to communicate. The tree is in almost every wide picture of the stage from the hillside. The museum at Bethel Woods is seeking proposals to create works of art using the salvageable wood. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
And to talk to somebody who put a message on the tree recently, I don't remember from the...